Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the State of Jefferson. It has been 8 years since the Rogue Valley's Eat Only Local Challenge got underway, with participants trying to consume only foods grown in the region. The challenge motto is, Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food. Settlers knew exactly where their food came from 150 years ago, and nearly all of it was local and organic. On his own farm near today's Talent, Oregon, Wellborn Beeson grew wheat, oats, rye, pumpkins, onions, squash, potatoes, corn, peas, and tomatoes. He had apple trees, raspberry bushes, grapevines, and melons. Cows provided milk, butter, and cheese, and he had enough chickens to sell 23 dozen eggs at a time. When Beeson wanted meat, he killed one of his pigs or went hunting for deer, rabbits, quail, or grouse. He traded among his neighbors for blackberries and currants. By 1860, honey became available for trade on Sam Robison's farm. Another Talent farmer, Al Rockfellow, grew the best peaches. Early Rogue Valley residents bought some imported food, including sugar, salt, and coffee, at grocery stores in Jacksonville and Phoenix. In the summer of 1861, Ashland farmer John Walker surprised his friends with an oyster dinner. Today's episode of As It was written by Amy Kucher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.